This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Saudi operatives have mobilized to harass critics on Twitter, a widely popular platform for news in the kingdom since the Arab Spring uprisings began in 2010. Saadia Al-Qahtani, a top advisor to Crown Prince Mohammed, who was fired in the fallout from Khashoggi's killing, was a strategist behind the operation, according to the U.S. and Saudi officials, as well as activist organizations. In 2004, the UN projected that Africa's population would level off by 2100, around 2 billion. Today, it projects that it will reach 4.5 billion. McKinsey Global Institute has calculated that in China, an increase in women's employment, hours, and productivity could add 13% to its GDP by 2025. The relative gains in India and Latin America could be even larger because gender gaps are wider there. Overall, McKinsey estimates that a global drive towards gender equality in work, government, society would create $12 trillion in economic growth by 2025. In Australia, the conservative-ruling Liberal National Coalition suffered a defeat in a Sydney constituency held by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull before he was ousted in August. She was won by Karen Phelps, a high-profile local doctor and gay rights campaigner. Daniel Roche went back to Hong Kong after a 46-year absence after being expelled from what was then a British colony for helping found the Society for Community Organization to train organizers to deal with the urban poor in the early 1970s. Protests in India have been triggered after recent deaths over the dangerous conditions of the estimated 600,000 workers who physically climb into sewers to unclog them. Trump administration is considering narrowly defining gender as a biological, immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth. The most drastic move yet in a government-wide effort to roll back recognition and protections of transgender people under federal civil rights law. John Arnold, a Houston-based billionaire, former energy trader for Enron, has committed more than $100 million to try to reform big pharma drug pricing strategies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.